Module 11, Social Events Outside of Work. While socializing outside of work can generally sound like a great idea, the team that plays together stays together. There comes a time when employees and managers should respect each other's boundaries and know when to spend time apart. Also, employees and managers must spend some time away from the stress and hustle of the office and should not take their job with them when they go out. How to decline politely. Managers can or don't want to necessarily attend social events with their employees, whether it's because of the late nights, difference of interests, or simply a lack of time. Even though there is nothing wrong with this, it is important to offer a polite decline rather than just giving your employees the cold shoulder. When asked to attend an event or gathering, thank the person for the invitation and simply state that you cannot attend for whatever reason. The employee may laugh or mock it a little at first, but they will grow to respect you and your reasoning. To avoid losing touch with them altogether, you can plan and offer your own events to invite your coworkers to that are more your style or that can fit into your schedule. It won't keep them from doing their own thing, but it does allow the chance for them to spend time with you and socialize outside of work. Common reasons to decline a social event: family responsibilities, lack of time or schedule permitting, lack or difference of interests. Rules when attending. When a group from the office is planning to get together outside of the workplace setting, it is always best to instill a set of spoken or even unspoken boundaries. Things such as client information or personal employee information should not be brought to the table. If time permits, gather the group before and discuss what sort of boundaries need to be set, whether personal or professional. Common rules and boundaries set: no talking about the office, clients, salaries, assignments, coworkers. Pictures should be kept to a minimum and not posted on a social networking site without the subject permission. The event does not prevent the employee from coming to work the next day. Meeting new people. When meeting new people outside of work, things can either feel natural or turn awkward real fast. Sometimes we're unsure of ourselves outside of work and aren't secure of the identity we put out there. After all, out there, you're not just a manager and coworker, you're Joe, Bob, Susan, Ann, etc. Situations like these can go back to our grade school days and remember how you made new friends, plain and simple. Approach people calmly and say something about yourself. Ask them to return the favor. Keep introductions short, they don't need to know your entire resume in one conversation. If you encounter someone who is rude or being a jerk, smile politely and simply move on. Conversation do's and don'ts. One of the general social event rules is to have an understood list of topics that should not be discussed when out with colleagues. As stated before, information such as company client list or employee salaries should rank high on the do not discuss list. Other topics can include employee evaluations or assignments, office meetings, or even other coworkers. Some offices choose to just eliminate office talk altogether. You can control what employees talk about when they are out, but you can influence the conversation at the events you choose to attend. Let your group know what subjects are off limits or would be inappropriate. Clarify any misunderstandings before they have a chance to rise. Case study. Alex is a manager of a health information unit in the hospital where they keep patient records. He normally didn't go out much with his employees outside of work, although they have invited him numerous times. Alex always gave a polite decline since he had a new baby at home and usually had to go home right after work. Within a few weeks, Alex announced he was having a group gathering at his home to celebrate his anniversary. He invited his coworkers, whom he normally doesn't get to see outside of work. Before the party, Alex spoke privately with his coworkers and asked to keep all business matters at work. He didn't want guests discussing patient information or stressful assignments. His coworkers agreed. Alex and his team of employees were able to finally get together and meet the other side of them that they do not get to see behind closed doors at work.